Here you have the mitzvah of Nasra. Okay. So, an interesting thing that in the end of B'Shalach, you have the account of the Lochemis and Moab. He said you have to have the account of Lochemis and Moab. So Lochemis and Moab, so the Pesukim so the Pesukim say as follows: Vayavam Molech Vayelachem Yisrael B'Fiyah. So what was the so Chayasol was in jeopardy because of Muhammad, the one raised from Muhammad, and Amalek attacked him. Amalek attacked them because they knew that was a prime time to launch an attack on Chayasol and break them down before they have an opportunity to rise. So it's interesting. So what was the strategy of Moshe Rabbeinu? Interesting strategy. So the Yom Moshe Yeshua B'chai Lono Anoshim that say he lochem b'amol. Okay, so that's a good strategy. So you have to have an army to go fight. So that's the first part of the strategy. But then you find the second part of the strategy, which is strange. Mocha, Anochi Mitzav al Rosh HaGivol, Mateo Lakim Viyadi. That's the second component of the strategy. Strange thing. Why? Well, what does it mean? Anochi Mitzav al Rosh HaGivol. Okay, very nice. Anochi Mitzav al Rosh HaGivol. So what's he going to do in the Rosh HaGivol? Why did he go to battle like in Mohammed Sassichon and Og? So Moshe was battling on the front lines. And like David HaMelech. And like all the other leaders. So why, what was this, over here apparently is a different kind of a plan. And Elfi Mitzo and Rosh HaGivol, and also Mateo Lekim Biyadi. Mateo Lekim Biyadi, that was a very important element apparently. And Mateo Lekim. So what was this unusual kind of a strategy? And then you see, the Pasuk tells you that Vayas Yoshua Kasham Allah Moshe Lelachim Allah Moshe Aaron Vachur Ola Rosh HaGivol. That was the both components of what were carried out. And then the Pasuk says Vaya Kasha Yoram Moshe Yodav Gavar Yisrael Kasha Yaniach Yodav Gavar Amalek. So the of course was all saying that this is not Pshuto Kamashmo, it has nothing to do with Moshe Rabbeinu's hands. But it means when Moshe Rabbeinu was Toris Yodov and Omid Betzilah, and what's the Russian Mishnah was, Kishay So Mishabdim Libon Lavim Shabashamayim, so then they were victorious. And when they weren't Mishabdim Libon, so then they failed. It's a funny kind of a battle. I mean, you see here the Torah is telling you there was something out of the ordinary. It's interesting. That's one point I want to clarify. And another point is a very difficult pasuk. Very difficult pasuk in. Yes, so there's two elements there. First of all, two strange parts. One is Machar and Elchim Yisrael or Rosh HaGivol. Well, that's one thing that needs a clarification. What kind of a method? We never see this method anymore. Only at that time. And the second thing is, what is Mateh Elchim B'Yadim? That's also, that was the second component. The other thing I'd like to try to explain is the Pasuk that is very difficult. And I just, I mean, I saw a lot of a lot of pollution, and a lot of pollution, but somehow or other, to me anyway, I didn't feel satisfied with the, didn't walk away satisfied. Of course, is very well a chassana myself, but nevertheless, I'd like to try to understand the pasuk. Pasuk says that when Moshe Rabbeinu first had the Mari HaNavua, Vayero Malach Hashem Elov B'Mabas Eish Mitoch HaSneh Vayar Vinei HaSneh Boer Bo Eish HaSneh Inei Uko. So that was the Mari HaNavua. Moshe Rabbeinu received deep metaphysical knowledge in that Mari HaNavua. But then HaKadosh Baruch Hu continued, aside from the personal knowledge that he received, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu continued to demand of him that he accept upon himself a serious responsibility. Vayamar Hashem, Rora Isis Ani Ami Hashem Mitzrayim Lesakosim Shemati Vnei Nogzah Yedatis Machor Vayre Latzilu Miyad Mitzrayim Alaros Menor Tzahi Alaros Tovar Achov Alaros Zov Asfal Vidvash Mekoma Knani Vachiti Vamari Vachiti 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 The Ato Hine Tzakas Meisel Boy Alay Vagam Reisis Alachas Hashem Mitzrayim Lachat Zimotzah. Okay, that was the situation, the scripture situation. But then, Va'ato Lecho V'Shlochecho Paro V'Otzei Es Ami B'nei Yisrael Mi B'nei Yisrael. So, he mandated of him to accept the Yeshivas. Vayelo Moshe Elo Lekin, Mi Onochi Ki Elecho Paro, V'Chiyotzi Es B'nei Yisrael Mi Yisrael. So, it means that, first of all, how could I possibly go up against Paro? I mean, I'm a nobody, and he's not going to take me seriously. It's just worthless to send me to him. That's one. V'chiotzi es b'nei Yisrael min Mitzrayim. And mi'onochi, chiotzi es b'nei Yisrael min Mitzrayim. Same thing. Who am I that I could be involved in the shlichus vis-a-vis Klal Yisrael? So, Kadosh Baruch Hu answered him on both of those questions. V'yoma ki eye imach. That's the first thing. That's the first answer insofar as Paro is concerned. So insofar as Paro is concerned, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, Albidu. Albidu doesn't mean simply like an ordinary person would understand it. If another person, okay, that's it, so I'm going. He said, Moshe Rabbeinu apparently even after that. He went, but he didn't want to go. In his mind, he was not going to go. So, why? Because Ki Eye Imach means simply that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not going to, as we explained, is not going to just magically somehow accomplish everything, then he doesn't need him, and there's no reason not to accomplish this. But it meant Ki Eye Imach meant that I will guide you. You have to accept the shlichus, and it's on your bechira to bring it about, and if you don't put your efforts into it, it's not going to happen. You have to accept the full responsibility, but I will impart information. For instance, as we mentioned last time, when Moshe Rabbeinu refused to get involved, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him, Vayetzavim, the pasuk says, Vayetzavim, pasuk says, I'm sorry, in Vayera, I'm sorry, Vayera. So he told him, he said, with regard to B'nai Yisrael, you have to have tolerance for them. And with regard to Paro, he said, treat him with cover. So he explained that Kadosh Baruch Hu told him that don't make a mistake and think that he looks at you as a nothing, and it's a serious matter in his mind. But he gave him advice. He said, that's true, but don't just walk in there. It's true, Reinus Aticha Leim Lefaro, that he considers you a dangerous opponent and takes you very seriously, but nevertheless, he said, you must be knowing, give him great cover. That the way to bring this about is, he's not afraid of you in the sense that if you walk in arrogantly, that he's going to just fall apart. But he has a hidden fear and respect of you. But the way to bring that out in its most powerful form is to subordinate yourself. Give him a cup. You must give him a cup. Not really, I don't mean subordinate in the sense that make yourself low, but I mean in the sense of recognition of him as a man. That's the proper way. If you give him kavod, then the force of his recognition of you will be able to operate and come into play. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu coached him. He gave him advice on how to bring it about. He showed him that he takes him seriously, but you got to be careful. It's a delicate matter in human relations. And people who have a relate to other people and have respect for other people, one false, one wrong move, and you can lose it. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu coached him. And he says, yes, you're a very serious opponent, and he's very worried about you. And even though he said, L'chumus of Los Echem, that's just his nice political gesture on his part. But in reality, underneath, he's really very concerned. But you have to give him cover. You must give him cover. If you want to get him, you have to give him cover. So that's Kiyayimah. That's Kiyayimah. That's what the Kodesh Baruch Hu said. I'll impart information to you, and I'll be helpful in terms of giving you information and advice on how to go about your shlichus. But of course, it didn't take away from the weight of the shlichus. And that's why Moshe Rabbeinu didn't want to do it. Because he felt the way he was incapable. Nevertheless, okay, so very important information, but the main area is still up to him. The main responsibility and the effort and the success is still dependent on him. He didn't want to do it. But that's the first part of it. But then it goes on. Then you have that we understand. So that's Kiyayimah. But that's the first thing I covered Baruch Hu told me. But the second one is a little harder to understand. The second one is the Zelecho Ha'os Kiyanochi Shlachti Bar. And this is the sign that I sent you. What's the sign? When you finally take the people out of Mitzrayim, so you'll come back to this mountain, Har Sinai, and you'll serve God on this mountain. It means serve God. It means the greatest event of ever, which is Matan Torah. That is the sign. So the question is, of course, how does that help him now? What do you mean it's the sign? What kind of a sign is that? That's too late then. Now the question is the shlichus of getting them out. So what are you supposed to do? Supposed to tell them that there's going to be a sign, but that's if they're going to believe him, so believe them anyways. So what's the answer? This pasuk is a very difficult pasuk. The Zelecho Ha'os Ki Anochi Shlachticha. Ba'atziach Lasomim Mitzrayim Tavdun Esolokim Malahor Hazeh. What is the plain understanding of the pasuk? There's many pshatim, as I said, but the plain pshat is very difficult. Very, very difficult. What I want to suggest is like this, that the thing is the dialogue here between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Moshe Rabbeinu is, of course, like Ramban says, goes without saying, that the Torah is only megala, a fraction of dialogue, because most of it you have no way of understanding at all, because you're speaking about the Adon HaNevi'im and Marian Avor, and we are on the level of understanding of it. But in a certain manner, we can have some grasp on it, insofar as our intellect is capable. So the Torah does disclose to us a certain approach about it that we can understand. But the pasuk itself, I mean the pasuk itself, is something that we should be able to have some grasp on in terms of what it means, you know, some idea. I think the pshat is like this. In the dialogue was very involved, as I said, like Ramban said, they only reveal small portions of the Maranimal. But the dialogue encompassed, we can say that the dialogue encompassed, for sure, not just the proofs, but the concept of Moshe Rabbeinu's entire shlichus, his whole role as a shliach, more than just how to prove to the people. Moshe Rabbeinu was really the Navi has to understand what he's doing. He has to understand his role and understand what God is presenting to him. And that's why he has to argue and question, because if his mind isn't satisfied, he can't function as an upper. So, no doubt, part of the dialogue is part of Moshe Rabbeinu's questioning. Is in terms of what the concept of the shlichus is, why he should accept the shlichus. See, why he should accept the shlichus. And what's his role as a shlich. So that was the answer. V'zelecha os kianochi shlachtiho. What it means is like this. That Moshe Rabbeinu asked God two questions. One was about Paro, and one was the Chiyotzias B'nai Yisroel in the front. And that is in terms of the role of taking out Klal Yisroel. First of all, how can he accomplish that? You know, how is he going to accomplish convincing Klal Yisroel? And that's something that we're going to bring out maybe next week. The Rambam's explanation, Rambam's a beautiful explanation. So that's in terms of how to go about to reach the people in terms of the Yitzhak Mitzrayim. But Moshe Rabbeinu's question really was, Mi Anochi Kalecho Paro, or Mi Anochi Kiyotzis Vei Yisrael in Mitzrayim? So what is my identity vis-a-vis Klal Yisrael in terms of how they view me and what I am to them? Because he couldn't understand at that moment it was basically nothing to them. So his question was, what am I supposed to be to them, and in what way will they accept that I'm the shliach? You see. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu answered him in the most profound aspect of his shnitz. V'zeh l'cho ha'os ki enochi shlachtichu. So tziach ha'samim mitzrayim tavdunis ha'lokim ha'la'or hazeh. Means ultimately you will be accepted in among Klal Yisrael in the greatest way. And the greatest way is Matan. You see, there are two times that it mentions that Klal Yisrael accepted Moshe Rabbeinu. One was by Yamsuf, by Yiru Omnes of Hashem, by Yamid of Hashem of Moshe Abdo, so they accepted his shlichus. But then in the next parsha, the Kadosh Baruch Hu says to Moshe Rabbeinu, "Hineinu chi bo'ei lecho ba'av ha'onon, ba'avur l'man yishmu ha'on b'davri imoch, v'gam b'cho yamin ha'olon." So there was two different acceptances that Klal Yisrael had vis-a-vis Moshe Rabbeinu. One was an acceptance insofar as the shlichus of taking him out of the triangle. But the ultimate acceptance was the acceptance of Moshe Rabbeinu as Rabban Shel Klal Yisrael, and that he was the one that received the Torah Mipi Avoh. Man Yishmu on the Dabi Imach, the Gam B'choy Yamin Olah.
So the pasuk refers to both, though.
Beautiful. Because
the pasuk says
the Hotzias
from
the Eretz Yisrael,
it's first
the
Yamsuf.
Yes, that's correct.
And
the Zelachos Kianochi Shlachticho means What does that mean? It means that the ultimate oath, ki anochi shlachticha, will be past Yitzias Mitzrayim. It will be, the ultimate oath will be l'may yishmu'am b'dabi yinoch v'gam b'chayaminu l'ola. Because they'll see that they'll hear the dibur mipi adur to Moshe Rabbeinu in front of all Kol Yisrael, the Raman says. That the whole saw, and they heard that they heard the dibur kezura, Moshe, and everyone saw that he was the Eved Hashem, and that he was the one that was entrusted with the whole system of Chachmas Hashem and the Torah. So that's what a Kadosh Baruch Hu answered. Kadosh Baruch Hu answered him that the ultimate oath that will demonstrate your veracity as a shaliach, the veracity of your shlichus, will be beyond Mitzrayim. It'll be as the individual who receives Torah Mitzrayim. That's the man yishmu on the dabri imach v'gam b'chayamim lo. Why was it important over here to mention that? The reason is because over here, this is where Moshe Rabbeinu is questioning HaKadosh Baruch Hu about his shlichus. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu has to explain to him and tell him the importance of his shlichus. And why it's only he. Why he must accept the shlichus. He's the one that has to accept the shlichus. You see? So HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him that for Yetzias Mitzrayim, that's a great shlichus. But that's one shlichus that you'll be successful. You'll be successful with, and they'll accept you. But there's a greater shlichus. There will be a greater demonstration. And the Anochi Shlachticha, through the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu transmits to Moshe his Chochmas Hashem, that's the ultimate oath. That's your ultimate role. And that's why you have to accept this. That's why you have to accept the Shlichus. That's the role that you must accept it. Because this is the role that you were created for. You're the only one that can accomplish this role. So you'll be known to Klal Yisrael in two frameworks. They'll accept you as a shaliach insofar as Yom Suf, but even greater, that shlichus will be eclipsed by a greater v'gam by a greater recognition of the shlichus. The gam b'chayaminu la'olam. And that is in your role as the one that HaKadosh Baruch Hu entrusts with his Chachma, the Chachmas Hashem, the Chachmas HaKadosh. That's the ultimate shlichus. That shlichus eclipses the first shlichus. In the sense that he is enamored. You see, in the sense that he is enamored, that the gam b'chayaminu la'olam surpasses v'yaminu v'yirom es v'ashem v'yimir v'ashem of Moshe Abba. And that's why I said the gam b'chayaminu la'olam. It's a different kind of recognition and emuna in the Eved Hashem in Moshe Rabbeinu. That's the Zelchos. Yeah.
That's exactly what I'm trying to say.
That HaKadosh Baruch Hu presented to Moshe Rabbeinu his double shlichus. This is not just a singular shlichus of taking people out of Israel, that's one thing, but there's another shlichus which you are capable of. You must accept this shlichus because you're the one that can do it. And the Torah has to be given to Moshe Rabbeinu. Has to be given to him. So therefore, the Zelocha Os, Ki Anoki Shlachticha, the ultimate Os that you were sent by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is the Tzifas on Mitzrayim, Tavim Esolokim Olazer. That would be the ultimate recognition of you as the Eved Hashem and the role that you play as a Sirasur to the Matan Torah. That's what I've got to call. Yes.
Was that
240? But to me, I think the psukim simply, without the plain shot in the pasuk, I think is intelligible. Because you see, the pasuk comes back. That's some very, very nice pieces. But what I want to say is, like, what does this really show you? This shows you that Moshe Rabbeinu had two roles as a shaliach, and he was accepted in both of them. By Yiron Asad Hashem, by Yaminu Bar Hashem of Moshe Abdo is one, and the second one is the how would you define the difference between the two? What's the difference between the two? See, the first role, you find others that the same adjective is used with regard to them. But the second role, you won't find anybody else. For instance, in Shoftim you have the beginning of Shoftim, and you have later in Tanakh again many times, but just to explain the beginning of Shoftim. What was the idea of the Shoftim? So in the Shoftim Vayichav Hashem b'Yisrael vayimkirayimkirim b'yad Kushan Rishasayim Melech Aram Narayim vayavdu b'nei Yisrael as Kushan Rishasayim Shmon Hashan vayizaku b'nei Yisrael el Arishim vayokom Arishim Moshia b'nei Yisrael vayoshim as Osnil ben Knaz achi koleiv hakotam b'nei. Okay, and again vayizaku b'nei Yisrael Hashem vayikam Hashem l'hem Moshia as Eud ben Gero. So you find throughout Tanakh, and again in Melachim, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu sends a Moshiach to Yisrael. So the first role by Yiru Ha'om, the Sad Hashem, by Yamina, by Hashem of Moshe Abdo, that was Moshe Rabbeinu, the Torah's Moshiach in Shem Yisrael. He was a Moshiach. The role of Moshiach. But the second role, the Gambacho, Ayaminu, that was only Moshe Rabbeinu, that was Rabban Shakol Yisrael. That was only Moshe. See, there were two roles. Moshe Abdo was in terms as a Moshiach. They recognized that he was the Shaliach Hashem as a Moshiach. Of course, the Shaliach Hashem, the Navi says, Navi repeats again and again, many times, Yishayah, Yemiyo, and Nehemiah, and Hosea, that who is the real Moshiach? Moshiach Ayin built. Ayin Bilode Moshiach. Without a Kadosh Baruch Hu, there is no Moshiach. But there still is a concept of a Shaliach, that there is an individual that is a Shaliach Hashem that has the role of a Mashiach. And that was the first role. First role was the role of a Mashiach. The second role was the role of a Malame, the one that's Malame Klal Yisrael Torah, that received the Torah Mipi Agvura and gave it to Klal Yisrael Olam Voya. That's only the Gam B'chol Yaminu L'Olam. That's the Zelecho Oski Enochi Shlachticho. That's a different kind of a Shlachticho. A different kind of a relationship between him and between HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and between him and between Klal Yisrael. Different kind of a thing. And that's why really in the end of the Torah, the Torah sums up both. It's interesting. While in terms of the Gam B'chol Yaminu L'Olam, the Gavra, his closeness to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and the recognition of that by Klal Yisrael, the second one eclipses the first one, the Gam B'chol Yaminu L'Olam, but it doesn't eclipse it in the sense that it wipes it out. The role of Moshiach, of course, always exists. That's really the last pasuk in the Torah. The lo kom be Yisrael Rakam Yisrael. Rakam Navi Ol Yisrael Kamasha. Hashem Yidor Hashem Panim Al Panim. That's the ultimate. The ultimate relationship is the ultimate level. His ultimate nemanis is in terms of his role of Hashem Yidor Hashem Panim Al Panim. But also l'chol osos amosim asher shlocha l'Hashem lasos beretz Yisrael l'faro l'chol avod l'chol arzo l'chol ayyod l'chosev l'chol amar l'el l'asher osim osim l'eni kol Yisrael as a moshion shel Yisrael also no one will reach his level. No one will reach his level in his role of his galus HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the role that he played as a Moshiach. But there are other individuals that have the title of Moshiach. Vayokam Ad Hashem Lahem Moshiach, you see, as I mentioned in Tanakh. Interestingly, the Rambam in Hilchos Malacha, so the Rambam mentions that he says, refers to Hamelach HaMashiach in Perek HaRasa. Hamelach HaMashiach, he says, V'chol Mishena Mamindo, V'mishena Mechakel of Yoso, Lo B'shor Nevim B'Varukov, El V'Torah Moshe Rabbeinu, Sherei HaTorah Ha'idu Olo, Shenema, V'shov HaRashem Okecho Shvuscho V'richamecho, V'shov V'kibetzcho, N'yiyen Dachu B'tzeh Shemayim, V'viyach HaRashem, V'ilo Zom HaMufurash HaMetorah, Ha'im Kol V'kol Zom, Shenema Ha'idei Kol HaNevim. Apashas Bilam Nema, the Shom Nibo, the Shnei HaMashiach, the Mashiach HaRishon, Shehu David, Shehoshia Yisrael Miyad Zorehem, Uve Moshiach HaAcharon, Sheomei Yibono, Shemoshia Yisrael Bacharon. Moshiach, the concept of Moshiach. Gulas Mitzrayim is the role of, the role Moshe Rabbeinu played in Gulas Mitzrayim is a shliach in the role of Moshe. And that's why I say in the Tfilas after the last brachah in Krishna, Ezra says, "Hina tov me'olam mageinu Moshiach." His name is Moshiach. But the first Moshiach, David HaMelech, is Moshiach, and the last one, the second one, is also defined as Moshiach is Shalbachman, the role of Moshiach. So it's two different roles, two different roles. Moshiach, there is no one that will be a Moshiach like Moshe Rabbeinu. That's not possible. Chol Otsos, Bamosim, that he was able, because of his level of Nevoah, he was able to bring about his Galus Hashkina. Nobody can reach that level of Moshiach. But others are defined as Moshiach. As a Moshiach. But as the Adon HaNevi'im, as the Seer Sur Fatorah, the one that was meeting Torah Mipi Agura, that role, nobody else has it. Nobody else ever has that title. That's only Moshiach. That's Gamba Choyamim Lola. That's the second role. Yes.
So it comes out.
That's what I'm trying to get away from. I'm trying to get away from is reading it like a simple story. He's just saying, I need a proof. The Nevuah is not simply a matter of how he's going to go about it. That's what an ordinary person is. How am I going to prove? The whole Nevuah over there, the Mara and Nevuah Moshe Rabbeinu, was to define to Moshe what he will be, what he will be vis-a-vis Klal Yisrael, what his essence, his role will be vis-a-vis Klal Yisrael, and that's the Zelach HaHos. Ultimately, you'll be the one, the Gam B'Choyam Yilol. Nobody else will have a role like that. That's only you. That's the Zelach HaHos. Get over it.
That's real now.
Yeah, that's what I'm telling you. You can't just read it simply as a story like he's looking for proof. That's very superficial. The Akash Baruch was explaining to Moshe Rabbeinu what his shlichus was and what it is, and what and how he will be viewed, and the nature of the veracity of his role insofar as Kal Yisrael. That's a different kind of a subject matter. And that's what I'm trying to point out. I mean, you understand what I'm saying? And that's the Vezelachos Kienoch Yishlachticha. That's the significance. And that's why, and that's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu presented this to Moshe Rabbeinu, and that's why he insisted he has to take it. Because he's the only one that can do it.
Who's defining his role?
He's explaining what the role is and why he must take it. Why he must take it. You have to know what the role is. So you see that Moshe Rabbeinu really had a double role. A role as a Moshiach, Moshion Shel Yisrael, and also as the Adon HaNevi'im, greatest of the Nevi'im, qualitatively differentiated from all the other Nevi'im. There's no comparison between his Nevu'ah and any other Nevi'im. No comparison. So that was the Zelachos, and that's how he is known. The Gambachay Min La'olam, boy, that was Moshe Rabbeinu. It is completely unique. Bochein Avdi Moshe, the whole basing element, completely unique and different apart from any other Nabi. That's the Zelachos. And that's what Gosh Baruch Hu told him that he will be known. And that's significant. That idea is extremely significant, not just in understanding the role, but in terms of his acceptance as well. And that's why he had to. That was an element of why he had to accept it. Why he had to accept it? Yes. That's what I'm trying to explain to you. We cannot know and understand the questions of Moshe Rabbeinu and HaKadosh Baruch Hu's response to the Marian of Huah to Moshe Rabbeinu. This is Chachmas Hashem. This is Chachmas. You have to be on a level to perceive such Chachmas Hashem. Moshe Rabbeinu was on a level. We don't know. That's what I had mentioned before. But there's this. What I'm trying to show you is not what went on that we can't know. But I'm trying to show you there's a certain dimension of knowledge that we can have vis-a-vis what the Torah records as what HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe, what Moshe Rabbeinu said to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I mean, in the mind of Allah. And that is that we should have a deeper understanding, and it's not just a question of Moshe Rabbeinu insisting on some kind of a proof in order to... That's a component, and that also is a very deep idea. I said maybe next week we'll go into that more. It's a different aspect of it. There are different aspects to the Nevuah. But one aspect is what exactly Moshe Rabbeinu was to mean to the people. What the shlichus was going to involve in him as Moshe Rabbeinu, as his essence. And that also, of course, is significant in terms of the importance of his accepting the shlichus. You understand? That's what I'm trying to say. I don't know if I'm getting the idea. That's what I'm trying to say. Okay. So therefore, you see that there were two different roles. One role was Moshiach and Shel Yisrael. Like, for instance, the Rambam says in Surah Bia, where the Rambam talks about Shimshon Agibah. Rambam's lashon is. Al Yala al Daitcha Shimshon HaMoshiach Yisrael. So Shoftim are defined as Moshiach Yisrael. Moshiach. Of course, like I said, I mean, the Navi said many, many times, there is no Moshiach without a Parabach. Yishlach Malach, Vayetziyam Mimitzrayim. So, but there still is such a thing as a shliach. There still is such a thing as a human being that is endowed with the shlichus of being a Mashiach. That's Moshe Rabbeinu was the highest form of that. But in that he was the highest. But in terms of the in terms of uh, in terms of Sinai, he's the only one. The only. But that, I think, will help us understand what happened. So there's two things. So there's two, and that's the, that, by the way, is when man goes awry many times. Where, because the Torah demands that you recognize the Sholeach, and that's the whole idea of recognition of a Navi, and you're not allowed to be Mahar after the Navi. Once you see that he, once it's demonstrated that he's a Navi MS, that's it. So there's a the mitzvah is to recognize this individual that he is a shaliach, and simultaneously, ein mi balodai mashiach. There is no mashiach without a heart. Those two things are the essence of Kol HaTerakua, and to get them right. Is what God just demands. A man makes a mistake in that area. And the first big mistake was in the eagle. What does the pasuk say? So that means that they placed their faith, too much faith, in the shaliach. That's they forgot the eimi baladai mashiach. So that is the delicate principles of Yahadis that a person has to keep correct sight on. Otherwise the whole thing falls apart. So therefore, you see, what happened was like this. That you see, it's interesting that these ideas are really spelled out in Parashas Bashalach. Because you see, there are two milchamas over there. The first milchama was when Klai Yisrael saw that Paro and Mitzrayim were running after them. See, that Paro and Mitzrayim were running after them. So, yeah. Vayirfu Mitzrayim Achareyim, it's in Bishalach after Shemi. Vayirfu Mitzrayim Achareyim, I see those some chanam alayom. Interesting. So the first battle, they were instructed to do nothing. That's it. The first battle was, the victory of the first battle was by the ultimate Mashiach Yisrael, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Eimi Balad HaMashiach. So the first battle, they didn't do anything. They didn't have to respond, nothing. But the second battle, the battle of Amalek, you see, that was a little different. Over there, it was two parts to it. One was they had to actually send out warriors, you see. But Moshe Rabbeinu's role was not in that instance to be a fighter. You see, his role was because Ayiru Amos Hashem, Ayir Hashem, Moshe Avdo, they recognized his shlichus as a Mashiach. So Moshe Rabbeinu said, in this battle, they still need me as the one who demonstrates that HaKadosh Baruch Hu sends a Shaliach and a Moshiach. So he says, you take them to battle, but Machor Anochi Nitzav Al Rosh HaGivah. But my job, my role in this case, is to stand Al Rosh HaGivah and to be Omei B'Tfilah. And to be Omei B'Tfilah. And they should see that I'm Omei B'Tfilah. And through my role as a Moshiach, they should be Meshabe Libam Lavim Shabashamayim. That was, and you see, it was a very delicate matter, because it wasn't so simple, because the pasuk says, V'hoya kashe yorim Moshe yado v'gova Yisrael, v'chashe yaniach yado v'gova Amalek. So you see that it was a delicate balance. They were very frightened, and they needed the support of seeing Moshe Rabbeinu Omed B'Tfilah and Yadav Pusos HaShemayim. And if they faltered in that relationship, you see, then they started to fail. That's really what the Parsha is showing you. That his role of inspiring the people as a Moshiach was, that's what Moshe Rabbeinu knew. And in this battle, they're not going to, if I go to war, I just take my Klei Zayin and go to war and go to battle, they're not going to make it. Because they still must have, they must see that HaKadosh Baruch Hu made him a Shaliach, and that he's directly appointed, you see, to be Moshinon Shel Yisrael. That concept they must have. And when they see that he's Omei B'Tfilah L'fnei Hashem, so then they're Meshabed, then they recognize the Meshabed Libam Avim Shel Hashemayim. So his gavra, his person, was necessary in order for them, the Meshabed Libam Avim Shel Hashemayim. That's what Moshe Rabbeinu says. V'chala Moshe say Elohim Amalek, that's one. It's not going to be like the first. The first battle was Hashem Elohim. There weren't many conditions to do any kind of battle at all. They just had to see that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Moshe and Shal Yisrael. That was the Hayden and Atentach, which is the other one. But then, the second battle, they were able to engage in battle. But they needed to see visually that Moshe Rabbeinu was endowed, HaKadosh Baruch Hu actually appointed him to be the Moshiach, to be the person of the Moshiach. And when he was Omei B'Tfilah, then they were Meshabei Libam. Through that vision, through that sight, they were about the Osos. The Mata has an interesting history. Because you see, by the Mata, what was the first instance was in Revi, in Vayera Revi. Vayom Hashem Moshe Lanema. Kidaba Lechem Palem Etulachem Mofeis, V'yamart Alaron, Kachas Matcho V'hashtach V'fnei Fara Yehim Sanit. Okay, so then the whole incident that took place there, and V'yashtichu Yish Mateo, V'yilom San V'yilom Mateo Yish Matosom. That was a chance for Parah to exercise his Bechira and to see that this isn't just this can't be explained through the sleight of hand. This is not just a trick over here. There's something else going on. But he refused to allow his mind to investigate. And so he turned down and he failed in the Bechira. And that's why the next passage, Vayom Hashem al Moshe kovei leparo, leichel paro baboker, hine yotze ha-maimo, v'nitzavto likros al-sfas ha-yor, v'ha-mata asher nepach l'nochra, shtikach l'yadel. So you should take that mata with you, the mata of Bechira, the mata that gave him the opportunity of Bechira. You take that mata and make sure that he sees that you have this mata, the mata shel Bechira, Hashem. Maybe it'll remind him. Maybe he'll think into it, and maybe he'll exercise his bechira properly. You have to give him the opportunity. You see. Then Moshe Rabbeinu says, and Moshe Rabbeinu told him, he says, "Kol Hashem bezos teda kani Hashem, hine anochi makeh b'mata asher b'yadi, al ha'mayim asher b'yor v'nefchu adam." So what is the mata? The mata is the judgment of HaKadosh Baruch Hu against those that don't exercise their bechira properly. That's the mata. That's the mata olakim. So Moshe Rabbeinu said, "Anochi nitzav." That's why were the makos done through the mata? Because the makos were done through the mata was to show on the balodai a Moshiach. The only real Moshiach is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Mate Olekim is the Mishpat Olekim. Moshe is a wonderful Shaliach, But the Mate Holy King, without the Mate Holy King, there is no Shliach, and there is no Moshiach. That's Mate Holy. That's what Moshe Rabbeinu said, Nei Anochi Nitzav al Rosh HaGivah. It's very nice that I'm on the Rosh HaGivah, and Kol Yisrael was very, has a lot of confidence in me, and they believe that I'm the Shliach Hashem, Bayur Amasar Hashem, Bayimim Hashem of Moshe Avdo. But there is a danger over there that they should attach too much to the Shliach. So, Nei Anochi Nitzav Rosh HaGivah. But a Mate Lekim is a demonstration that this is the judgment of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And what kind of a judgment does HaKadosh Baruch Hu give people? His judgment is a just judgment. It's a judgment that's based upon the Bechira of the individual. If the individual exercises Bechira properly, the judgment is good. But if he doesn't, then the makos and that's the idea of the melech hamishpat. So Moshe Rabbeinu, Nei Anochi Nitzav al Rosh HaGivah, Mateh Elokim Bidi, and the idea of the melech hamishpat will be with me. That's why when they saw Moshe Rabbeinu was only b'tfilah, so they were meshabdim libam la'avim shabashamayim. So Moshe Rabbeinu instituted a very precise and very delicate formula in order that Klal Yisrael should be victorious in the Melchemes Amalek. And if it wasn't for all those elements, then they would have failed. They would have been defeated. They would have been defeated. And you see, even with all the elements, it was very tenuous. It was a very tenuous situation. Klal Yisrael had to exercise their bechira as well, and they did, and they were successful. They did a Mateh Elokim b'yadi. It was the Mateh Elokim demonstrated to them that's the Mateh shel bechira. That Paro had his bechira, he failed, and they recognized that now this is their opportunity for bechira. And if they don't exercise it properly, they're going to fail. They'll be defeated and be destroyed. So there was the element, there was two elements that Moshe Rabbeinu went up to the Rosh HaGivah with. One element was the fact, Vayirah Masad Hashem and Midrash and Moshe Abdo, but the other element was the Mateh Elokim, the Mateh Shel Bechira, that made them realize that it's up to them. Vayirah Kasher Yorah Moshe Yodo V'Gova Yisrael. The battle was a very tenuous one, and the battle wasn't won just on the battlefield, but the battle was won in the exercising of the Bechira of Klal Yisrael. That's how they won the Melchemes Amalek. It was a different kind of a battle. So it was a battle on two fronts. Battle on the as in an ordinary battle in warfare, but it was a battle in the Lev HaAdam, in the exercising of their bechira. Moshe Rabbeinu was the leader because he knew he gave Klal Yisrael the right formula, but they were matzliach because they exercised it properly. Yes.
What does it mean that when his hands came down, they were losing?
Because in other words, when they didn't see that he was only b'tfilah. Nei Hashem, so then they needed
a constant reminder.
Right. I mean, it's very easy, we said before, for a person, when somebody else has Nevach, unfortunately, Tzoras, it's always easy for the other person to say, yeah, what's it? But for the person that's in the Tzoras, every minute is, every moment is a different Bechira. Every moment is.
Why is it so hard for most people to say
that? A human being is not a simple organism. Not a simple organism. But the thing is like this. What I want to show you is, so that was the first. That was the first two. The first two Muhammads. First one is Hashem Yilachim. That's it. Second one was they had to participate, but they needed the formula of Moshe Rabbeinu, and the formula worked. Was successful. That's a true leader. He sets up for the people. The situation, the perfect situation that gives them the opportunity to exercise their bechira properly. The real leader can't really do
can't do everything for the people. That's not possible because they have bechira. So his role is not to entrance the people and to lead them and to coerce them. His role is to set up for them the proper situation on their level where they can exercise their bechira. That's what Moshe Rabbeinu. That was his true leadership. But you see that was all in those days before that was before Matan Torah. But after Matan Torah, it wasn't that way anymore. After Matan Torah was like by the Meraglim. Then there was no more Anochi Mitzvah or Rosh Hashanah. Then it was they had to go and fight themselves. That was a different situation. Why? Because this was all before Matan Torah. Before Moshe Rabbeinu reached the culmination and the qualitatively different role, once that essence of Moshe Rabbeinu was realized, you see, that role of Moshe Rabbeinu was realized, then Klal Yisrael, then he was Melamed Torah to Klal Yisrael. Then it was different. Then they didn't need Anochi Yisrael Rosh Hashanah then, and they weren't entitled to it anymore, because then it was Talmud Torah. They received Talmud Piyah Gvura, and they were expected to do battle themselves, their bechira within themselves, without any assistance, because they had all the knowledge that was necessary. That was after Moshe Rabbeinu fulfilled his ultimate role of Sinai and Matan Torah. And that's why after that the battles were not the same. Okay.
Yes.
Abby? Yeah.
That's 2 points. First,
that's then there's a Ron Hashem.
Right.
That's very good. The Ron Hashem played a role because that was the Torah.
Right.
Very good. Okay, good. Yeah.
The fact that
Aaron and Chor Chazal said that was the Doros. That's why Yom Kippur today, you have two people that accompany the Shliach Tzibur. You see, because the Shliach Tzibur should have two people, one on each side. They learn that from Aaron Machor.
Yeah, but that sort of...
Actually, when he saw that they must constantly see that he's only the Tefillah of Hashem, so then he had to do that. Apparently, it would appear that initially he didn't realize that. Initially, he thought, that's a good point. Matel can be Yadi, and then he'll be only the Mispalel, and that'll be it. But then he saw that it's a very tenuous situation. They need reinforcement. They must have the reinforcement. So that's why he had to. That's why he had to have the support in order that he should be able to continue. His approach was right, but he himself didn't know how necessary the extent, the quantity of it, the extent of it. That's what he saw once the battle took place. Yes,
the speech here will be able to solve the story, though.